The Champagne, written by Audrey, voiced by
Noah,
Kevin,
Lily,
Charlie,
Marion.
Interior, Starbucks, day. Kevin is holding a baby. He pours champagne over the baby's head.
Kevin's a mother now.
What? No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Wah! Wah! Kevin has a hissy seizure and dies.
I love pancakes.
Interior, nothingness, day. I wish that baby was a pancake. Oh wait, we're recording, sorry. Anyways, even after I was reincarnated into the same body, I still died of the same cause. Last time I was pushed into a fire. This time I was pushed into a puddle of champagne. It's basically the same thing! Wah.
That's not the same thing, at all.
I intensely dislike you.
I don't care.
Fine. I mean, whoops. I'll put down your goldfish.
Fine, but I don't even have any goldfish.
Interior, Noah's bedroom at midnight. Kevin is creeping into Noah's room. Noah is fast asleep. Little does he know that he's biologically a goldfish. He takes out a knife and fork. Kevin takes out a fork and uses the knife to cut it in half. He sets the knife down on Noah's dresser. Perfect. He takes the fork and uses it to impale Noah's nose. Wow, Noah's nose is more skinny than it was half a second ago. Noah's nose is bloody and binded together by the fork. Ew, blood. This isn't supposed to be blood. Oh well, I guess I have to put him down. He takes the knife off the dresser. He uses the knife to cut a spoon in half. He impales Noah's leg with the spoon. Noah's breathing slows to a stop.
And that's why you don't trust strangers with beards, kids.
He doesn't have a beard.
A beard appears on Kevin. Ah, a squirrel! Get it off! Get it off! The beard is ripped out of his face. Blood drips out from where it used to be.
The Kevin monster.
In theaters soon.
Fade to black.
Champagne is scary.